Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are pushing their closing messages to voters on the last day of campaigning before America decides its next president. Both candidates are in a final sprint across key battleground states, and one of those states is Michigan. Our reporter Una Kelly is there and she joins us now. Una, in any political campaign, a candidate's time is of course a precious resource, and both candidates are spending that resource on the ground in Michigan.
Yes, Sarah. Well, Harris spent the day here yesterday. Donald Trump will hold a rally in Michigan tonight, and they've been visiting several times in the past couple of weeks. So much of the fight for the presidency is coming down to battles for individual slices of voters who could help throw swing states to one of the candidates or the other. Michigan is a key state for Harris to win. She won't have many paths to the presidency if she loses it. And Michigan at the moment is a complete toss-up. Now, there's a huge Arab American population in the cities and the suburbs around Detroit here. Many of the residents have lost loved ones who have been killed in Lebanon and Gaza over the past year. And many of them say that they feel betrayed by the Democratic Party over the administration's continued military support for Israel. And Trump has been benefiting from that. Now, Kamala Harris here last night tried to win some of that support back by pledging to end the war in Gaza and bring the hostages home. A few days ago, Trump made a brief stop in the Arab American city of Dearborn in Michigan here, where he called for an end to the conflict in the Middle East. But he didn't actually offer any specifics on how he would go about that if he were elected again to a second term. Some Arab leaders did appear alongside Trump in Dearborn to endorse him. One of them is the mayor of Dearborn Heights. His name is Bill Bazzi. Now, he lived in Lebanon until he was 12 years old. He then came to America with his parents to escape war. He joined the US Marines and became an engineer before becoming mayor. I sat down with him in his office in Dearborn Heights City Hall.
We have a lot of cousins still there. I lost three cousins during the war, the bombardments.
Recently?
In the last month, you know, I lost three of my cousins and their families. So they were married with kids. The house was bombed. So it is close to home here because we're all immigrants, you know, somehow. Even people that are born here, their parents are, or their grandparents, they're immigrants from the Middle East.
And so this election, can you tell me who you're voting for?
Well, I'm more than just voting. I'm endorsing President Trump. And I'm doing everything I can to spread the message to make sure everybody votes for President Trump. And it's because of that same reason. It's because there hasn't been anything done for the last, you know, at least 13 months with the war in the Middle East, the escalation. And we're not stopping it. We keep giving them fuel for the fire. So instead of stopping it, we keep sending them more bombs.
You're hoping that Trump in office will change things in the Middle East?
When he was a president, you know, that's one of the things that he's talking peace. He's been talking peace from day one. You know, when he was the president, he never created new wars.
What reaction have you had from your constituents when you came out and endorsed Trump?
Well, you know, like, you know, one of the things, you can't make everybody happy. If you try to make everybody happy, you're going to make everybody unhappy. And I can tell you, I was getting majority of the people, like within a day or two, I received over 100 phone calls. Maybe out of the 100, maybe 7 or 8 people, under 10% were upset with my decision. But majority of the people, over 90% of the people that called me, they're telling me that they're glad that they have somebody like me stand up and say what needs to happen.
If Kamala Harris is announced as the winner of this election, will you accept that? Will you believe it?
All I can say is God help us.
Would you accept it? Do you think Trump would accept it?
Well, I can't speak for the President Trump, but I can tell you, all I can say is God help us. And when the residents or the voters speak, you know, they speak, if she's the president, then she's the president.
Donald Trump still insists that the 2020 election was stolen from him and that there was mass voting fraud. Do you think that?
Well, I'm not going to comment on that because, I mean, I'm not privy to a lot of the information from the whole country. you know, all I know is, like, from my city, I'm responsible for here, and I make sure that everything here is done properly.
And that's Dearborn Heights Mayor Bill Bazzi there. Given Donald Trump's track record with the Arab community, Una, it does seem a bit unusual that some of them are endorsing him.
Yes, sir. Traditionally, they would have been associated with voting for the Democrat Party. And in the past, Trump has somewhat demonized the Arab American community. People might remember in his first days in office and as president, he signed that executive order that banned travel to the US from some majority Muslim countries. And I put that to Bill Bazzi. He kind of brushed it off, saying that was only 7 out of 50 Muslim majority countries that ISIS was active at the time, and that Trump was right to do whatever he could to stop some of them entering the US. So Bill Bazzi, the mayor, is fully behind Trump. He'll actually be speaking at another rally of Trump's in Grand Rapids in Michigan tonight. He does describe himself as a conservative anyway, so he would have perhaps been swayed to vote Republican even without the situation in the Middle East. And it is a complicated picture among leaders in the Arab community. Some were with Harris at her rally last night. 25 Muslim leaders, for example, including imams in Michigan, signed a letter endorsing Harris recently. So by no means is it a slam dunk for Trump that he has this community in the bag. But it is very interesting that so many are peeling away from the Democrats in a crucial state for them. And that's really because there's such strength of feeling here. When you walk around Dearborn, there are Palestinian and Lebanese flags everywhere in sight. And it is a community in mourning. So many people have lost relatives and friends in the war. There are signs of grief all around. Haraz is a Yemeni coffee house in Dearborn, and it's a popular meeting place for the community. So I went there and I had a chat about the election with cafe owner Hamza Nasser.
This administration has not showed the will to stop, you know, anything, any kind of wars. So this year I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Just because of what's happening in Gaza right now?
Yeah. President Trump just visited Dearborn, but it is because of the Gaza war. You know, the Gaza war has not only, you know, took so many lives, but it's also hurt the economy. You're choosing one of the less evils. That's the truth. And, you know, during President Trump's 4 years, you know, I can honestly speak that we had 4 years of peace. There was no wars. He got troops out of, you know, Iraq and Afghanistan, and, you know, and the economy was doing a lot better. You know, he might say a lot of crazy things, but then, you know, you don't really see these things, you know, during his presidency. And the Democrats, they're very sweet talkers. They will sweet talk you and sweet talk you and tell you how much they care about you, how much they love you, and how much they care about the economy, but they do the total opposite.
At the moment in the Arab American community here, how would you describe it? Is there a fair amount of conflict and division over what to do in this election?
You know, I mean, there are still some Arab Muslims that really, you know, don't want to let go of their Democratic Party, but, you know, many, they've said it loud and clear that we're voting for Trump.
So that's Hamza Nasser there. But others in the community will be making different choices, Una, when deciding on how to express their frustration and indeed their grief at the ballot box.
Yeah, of course, Sarah, it is a complicated picture. For example, there are some Democrat organizers and activists in the Arab community who earlier this year refused to endorse Biden when he was the Democratic nominee. And instead, they got 100,000 Democrats to say that they were uncommitted to a candidate. So some of those now will not vote at all. Some will reluctantly back Harris. Some are backing Trump as a protest vote. And some will back Jill Stein. She's a Green Party third candidate who's pretty much little heard of outside the US. And because Michigan is a swing state, the Arab community is influential and has leverage. So what these voters ultimately decide could have huge consequences for America. One of those voters was 27-year-old Angela. I had a chat with her in the coffee house about her voting intentions.
I'm voting for Jill Stein because of the ongoing genocide in Gaza and in Lebanon. It's not going to get any better until there's someone new in office. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, they're going to destroy the Middle East more than it already is.
And do you have many relatives or people you know in the Middle East?
Yeah, I was born in Lebanon. I grew up in Lebanon. My relatives are from Palestine. You know, so it's unfortunate what's happening right now and how arrogant the Western world is. And we keep supporting what's happening and our voices are just not being heard.
Are you hoping that by voting for the third party candidate, Jill Stein, that that will send a message to the Democrats?
I hope so. I mean, I don't think she's going to win, but I think every vote, every number she gets on her end will show for something. Kamala and Trump have both said horrendous things about the Middle East.
In Michigan, it's a swing state. Every vote counts. How will you feel if Donald Trump wins?
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I think he'll do a better job than Kamala Harris.
And that's 27-year-old Angela from Michigan finishing that report by Una Kelly. We'll hear more from Una tomorrow in the key battleground state of Michigan on voting day in the United States.